David, the federal deficit, obviously it's something has been around for a long time. It's been growing by leaps and bounds, to say the least. Please give our listeners some idea as to the size and the rate, current rate of growth of the federal budget deficit.
So the federal government recently reached the milestone of a $34 trillion total debt. $34 trillion is obviously an amount of money that no one can actually comprehend, but you have to break it down. So, for example, it is about $100,000 for every single man, woman, and child in the country, or about $260,000 for every household in the country. And in addition to that, we are on pace to add about $2 trillion every single year in perpetuity.
What is driving that significant increase here, David?
Since the start of the pandemic 4 years ago, the federal government has been on a massive spending spree. Some of it was understandable response to the early lockdowns of the pandemic, you know, wanting to make sure we didn't have any sort of a new Great Depression. But even once things had stabilized in the summer of 2020, Washington kept throwing money out the door as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, this had a twofold effect. Number one, national debt went through the roof. But number two, because so much money was chasing the same set of goods and services, it also created a wave of inflation, which even though the inflation now isn't as bad as it was in 2022, it's still much higher than the levels we were used to before the pandemic.
And as a result of all this inflation, as you pointed out, largely caused by all the money that the federal government injected, sort of created, we used to use the term printed, but I guess everything gets done electronically now, injected into the system, we have inflation. That in turn has also had an impact on interest rates and home mortgages and all those sorts of things, correct?
Yes. The Federal Reserve, which has a huge amount of influence on the economy, on the banking sector, and on federal finances, one of its key jobs is to try to control inflation. And the way, one of the main ways it does that is by increasing interest rates. Because inflation got so bad, they had to dramatically increase interest rates. And that has two big effects. Number one, it means that however people are borrowing, and whatever they're borrowing for, whether it's car loan, whether it's a home loan, whether it's to start a business, whether it's on a credit card, those interest rates have spiked very rapidly to a point where the cost of a home mortgage is at record levels. The cost of buying a home for a young family, which was already out of reach for so many people a few years ago, is now out of reach for most people. And then on the other side, because we have that huge national debt, when you're increasing inflation and you're increasing interest rates, the cost of federal borrowing has also skyrocketed. So that now we're going to be spending about $1 trillion every single year just to pay for the interest on the debt. That's around $7,000-$8,000 in interest payments for every household.
Certainly a vicious cycle. Now, as the old saying goes here, David, if you're digging a hole, the first step to getting out of it is to stop digging it. So Congress is currently still considering the current fiscal year's budget, due actually back last October, and here we are headed into February. What is Congress doing here? You have Republicans somewhat in control of the House of Representatives. Are there any serious efforts at cutting back on this rate of spending?
Unfortunately, when we have a far-left senator like Chuck Schumer at the head of the Senate, President Biden, who many people used to consider a moderate, but whose budget plans are to keep spending more money and raising taxes, when those are sort of two-thirds of the equation, and when the Republicans in the House have such a narrow majority, unfortunately, it's very hard for the small number of fiscal conservatives to get many wins right now.
In addition to all the so-called entitlement programs and all the so-called stimulus spending, there's also this little practice that occurs here in Congress, David, called earmarking, where special projects are set aside. Want to tell us what the impact of all that earmarking is?
I view earmarks as sort of the canary in the coal mine. is Congress going to take his job seriously at all? Because if we are going to dig our way out of this enormous hole, we need to make some tough decisions. It's one thing to try to dig your way up and out. The last thing you want to do is dig the hole deeper. And unfortunately, it's clear that far too many members of the House and Senate view the American taxpayer as an endless piggy bank. They have no concern for the future of the country, and that's why we end up with this pork barrel spending. So, for example, Senator Stabenow of Michigan is looking for $3.5 million that taxpayers would be giving to a company that makes parade floats for the Detroit Thanksgiving Parade. Or Senator Van Hollen of Maryland thinks the taxpayers should give $500,000 to the NAACP, which is one of the most radical left-wing activist groups in the country.
We have all this going on, and of course, as you pointed out, we've had skyrocketing inflation, we have interest rates that have soared, but you're concerned that the worst may still be yet to come?
Unfortunately, while things are very concerning right now, moving forward, looking not into future generations, but looking into the next 10 years, both Social Security and Medicare trust funds are on pace to go bankrupt, which means that, again, it's not just that future generations, you know, these programs might not be around for, but even most of the people currently receiving Social Security and Medicare are in jeopardy of having their, you know, having the rug pulled out from under them unless Congress takes real steps to shore up the programs.
David Ditch is a senior policy analyst in the Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation. David, tell us a bit about Heritage and also give us a website. I know you've written extensively on this topic, and where can folks go to read those writings?
So the Heritage Foundation is a think tank that's promoting traditional American values and has been for the last 50 years. Our website is heritage.org. We have experts writing about topics of concern to America and the world across the gamut.
David Ditch of the Heritage Foundation. David, thank you for being back with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.